Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Doctors have received bonuses for adherence to the latest drug therapy protocol. Drugs that are known to be dangerous, such as statins and antidepressants. And now we know that insurance companies are paying doctors to fully vaccinate your children. This incentive program for vaccinating babies can be found in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Doctor Incentives booklet and specifies that every patient under the age of 2 that receives the currently prescribed 24 inoculations is worth a $400 payout to that doctor. For further motivation, they get paid by the 100, and they have to vaccinate a certain percentage of their total patients, or they don't get anything. Blue Cross Blue Shield say that a doctor needs to vaccinate 63% of their patients in order to qualify. The average American pediatrician has about 1,500 patients and would have to have at least 945 of them fully vaccinated in order to get paid anything. At 40,000 for every 100, this works out to $360,000. This is why most pediatricians won't provide care for families who don't completely submit to the latest childhood vaccine protocol. We are talking over $250,000, which is more than the average pediatrician's yearly salary. Research shows that an unvaccinated child's risk of death increases by over 5,000% when they receive the current vaccine schedule. And doctors are now beginning to use virtual reality to help them administer these poisons to children who instinctively know better.
Tirar a agulha? Tem uma agulhinha.
Tem, mas é pequenininha. Mãe tá aqui pra te ajudar.
Não quero, eu não quero.
Você gosta de super-herói?
Oi! Você voltou! Você voltou! Nossa, não posso acreditar! Ó, primeiro o pólen de gelo. É bem rapidinho. Vem cá, peraí. Pronto. Agora o furto de fogo. Mas ó, vamos lá. Bem rapidinho. Peraí. Deixa eu pegar aqui. Vai, escudinho. Vai, escudinho. Funciona, funciona, funciona. Obrigada, obrigada.
Caramba, filho. O que você acha disso?
É a primeira vez que eu vejo em 15 anos da minha atuação profissional com vacinas que a realidade virtual pode transferir a dor em entretenimento.
Ele chorou em todas que ele tomou desde que ele nasceu. E dessa vez não. Até achei que ele ia dar um showzinho aqui hoje.
Porque quando eu era pequena tinha medo, mas agora tem mais um.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
When castles towered over vast landscapes and knights championed honor and valor, there came an unforeseen darkness. Amidst this impending doom stood a knight called Alex Jones, a brave and outspoken herald known as the Truthsayer. Sir Alex Jones was not alone. In his most desperate hour in the battle against evil, a radiant light descended from the heavens. God, in all his glory and his legion of angels, stood by Alex's side. The battle raged on, but with every blow, Alex Jones' conviction grew stronger. With every truth he proclaimed, the demonic forces faltered. When the enemy was vanquished, Alex Jones swore a solemn oath that should the realm need him again, he would return. And now it's Alex Jones, leading a full frontal assault on the satanic New World Order. Tune in at InfoWars.com/show and share the link today. If I were the devil, if I were the prince of deception, I'd want to shroud the world in unyielding darkness. I'd seize control over the lands and masses, but I wouldn't be satisfied until I had quashed the boldest voice of truth, InfoWars. So I'd work meticulously to control the world. I'd target platforms like InfoWars first. I'd initiate a campaign of silence. With the subtlety of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve, believe only what you're told. To the young, I would whisper, InfoWars is a fake news conspiracy theory network. I would convince them that man needs no alternate perspectives, no dissenting voices, no questions against the status quo. I would assure them that InfoWars is false, and what's approved is true. And the old, I would teach to say after me, our Father, which art in censorship. If I were the devil, I'd soon have people at war with InfoWars, platforms at war with free speech, and nations at war with freedom of thought, until each in its turn was uniform. If I were the devil, I would undermine platforms like InfoWars from being a refuge for the inquisitive until before you knew it, you'd have suppression and censorship at every door. Soon, I'd have unity and misinformation. I'd have influential figures promoting a single narrative. Soon, I could evict InfoWars from social media, then from search engines, and then from the homes of patriots. I would lure society into believing only one perspective, dismissing InfoWars as falsehood. And what do you bet I could get whole states to promote uniformity as progress? I would convince the young that independent platforms are outdated, that compliance is more comfortable, that what you see in the mainstream media is the only perspective. In other words, if I were the devil, I wouldn't want you to visit InfoWars.com/show today.
It's Wednesday, October 25th, 2023. Thank you so much for joining us. Hard to believe that the year is already so long in the teeth. Time is really, really moving fast. Thank you for joining us again on this Wednesday, October 25th, 2023 transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. All right. Woo! We've got a giant show lined up for you today. We have the top Russian broadcaster who speaks really good English joining us in the fourth hour that I'll be hosting today. And we have Nick Fuentes coming in here for at least an hour and a half. He was just on American Journal with Chase Geiser hosting it because Harrison is hosting the War Room while Owen is in federal prison for his free speech, according to the judge, in our wondrous free land. And so I build this because I guess we will have a debate as a debate, but really I just want to have a discussion with Nick Fuentes, so that's coming up. I think we should get him in here about 15 after next hour. That way we have at least an hour and 45 minutes. You have the commercial, so an hour and 20 minutes of time to have discussions here on a host of issues. But I'm not having the debate, according to the preface that he's put out, that we are lopsided in our coverage of what's happening in the Middle East. Now, it would be my right to be lopsided if that was the case and that was my view. But I've actually got a 35,000-foot big global view on how the West is funding both sides of this conflict in a dialectic. And I'm trying to get people to see the big picture. And so hopefully I can do that. But I'll just tell him what I'm going to do when he gets in here. I know he's here in the office probably watching now. I was really busy about to go on air, but I saw him walking down the hall right before I went on air. And that is, I caught about 15 minutes of him with Chase Geiser this morning on American Journal, and he just kept saying, Alex Jones gives unbalanced coverage. Well, I'm not CNN that says they're giving balanced coverage of things and then doesn't. But I really do think I give balanced coverage from my worldview. I honestly believe the things I say and I do. And then I was going through the stacks of news because I send them texts and emails what I want them to print off and have, and I send them a bunch of videos I want to cover. But they also put hundreds of articles in front of me, and I come in here and start digging through them, and as more news breaks, they just come and stack it in front of me so I can look at it. And I looked at InfoWars stack that was about that thick this morning, and I went, wow, actually our coverage is lopsided against Israel. I better do something about that, because it was all basically critical of Israel. And I've told the crew, I want you to show everybody's perspective and what's going on, because that's how you really get informed. And obviously, the Palestinians have been caught in a bunch of propaganda. The Israelis have been caught in a bunch. And I've got a bunch of examples of that. And I just want people to start looking for the propaganda, not just sitting there going with the dialectic of the two supposed sides. And I'm not saying things in the universe are all gray. I'm not saying things aren't black and white sometimes. What I'm saying is that there's larger forces above it manipulating it, and that's what I try to expose. So I'll ask him to repeat that statement today, and then I'm just going to go, well, here's today's stack of InfoWars. Let's just go through it. And it's a ridiculous amount of criticism of Israel. And the only thing you can call pro-Israel is, I don't want open borders and to bring all the Gazans over here. But that's actually anti-Israel. Because Israel, through its spokespersons and others in their government, said they want to send the Gazans to America and Europe. No, no, no. So when I'm concerned about Islam spreading everywhere and taking over, how does that, because Islam doesn't like Israel, down with Israel? It's false debate. And it's not real. And it's very frustrating. So for me, when I had my discussion with him / debate, it's not about proving my point. It's about getting people to see what I see. And maybe you see something different than I see, but man, doesn't matter whether you love Israel or hate Israel or you're neutral on it or indifferent, what the hell does that have to do with bringing Muslims here from all over the world that are almost all joining the left and electing leftists to Congress and to local government and literally taking over our society? You could say, well, the Muslims throw gays off buildings in the Middle East. Yeah, that's some of their radical groups. But as a voting bloc, they go with the Democrats. They go with the socialists. They go with the communists in Europe. And so that's an observation that I'm making. You know, Israel blew up a couple of mosques and hospitals and Orthodox church this week. We read the article. They don't deny they did. I looked at the evidence of the one hospital. Looked like it hit the parking lot. They now basically admit that. I just said, looks like that's war propaganda. Israel's been having people on the news with puppy dogs that got saved from Hamas. I mean, that's obvious propaganda. So I'm not in any of the It'd be like if I was covering the Crips and Bloods. And they were all killing each other in the 1990s. They still are today, but not as bad. It doesn't mean you're for the Crips or the Bloods. You know, Snoop Dogg's a Crip. And I guess some of the other guys are Bloods. Well, I'm not with Snoop Dogg, and I'm not with Tupac, and I'm not with any of this crap. So I'm going to have a adult discussion here and just get past the statements that about, who reports on things the best. I don't report a lot on Israel. I don't like talking about it. I didn't report a lot on Russia until I got accused of being a Russian agent. And I'm against that war, and the West did start that war. Now, Russia is on the side of the Palestinians. So by extension, if you looked at it, you could say, I'm on the side of the Palestinians. No, I'm against starting that war and accelerating it to nuclear war with Russia. So if you actually, like an adult, sit there and go, where does Jones stand on all these topics? And you come to the...
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Two-state solution or a one-state solution, or think Israel should just totally integrate with the Islamic world, see how that works if they do it. That's just suicide. And I was very critical because Hamas launched that big bloody attack. And then when Israel now has overreacted, I've said this is terrible and it is a trap that is bad for everybody and the children don't deserve this. So what I say is a four-hour show every day. But anybody can take the last 20 minutes of me on air, and you can edit this down to 10-second clips that make it sound like I'm saying something completely different. I'm on Steve Bannon Saturday with Eric Prince. Don't go in. It's a Chi-Com Iranian trap. They're going to activate their sleeper cells around the world. Then the globalists are going to use that to cancel the election. Israel needs to not destroy it. But Bannon says, well, could they go in? What will happen if they do to Eric Prince? And Prince said, well, it's not a good idea. It needs to not happen. And I said, yeah, the only way is to carpet bomb it all, and then you got to send in your first troops. They're going to be sacrificed because they got those tunnels. They're going to pop up behind them. I was discussing military strategy. You know, like when I play a game, I'm not actually Pac-Man, or I'm not actually Mario, brother. I'm playing a game in that scenario. Just like I said, what Hezbollah and Hamas could do around the world and how they could dump toxic gases into the air conditioning vents on top high-rises, which is one of their admitted plans. I'm not saying they should dump chlorine gas down the high-rises. But you could take that clip from the other day where I walked through how they do it. It was in the news, and I've been talking about it for a long time. When it wasn't in the news, you could say Jones is calling for dumping chlorine gas into the air conditioning and heating systems of high-rises. I did no such thing. So I don't do that kind of crap where I take things out of context and then accuse somebody of what they haven't done. And so that's where I stand on that. So it should be an interesting discussion, but I really wanted to have this discussion in hopes of getting people to think bigger, because I understand getting obsessed with one topic, and I've certainly done that off and on in my 29 years on air, but if you don't see the big picture, you don't see it. In fact, case in point, Tyson Foods is arguably the largest meat packer in the United States, and they've got a lot of other products as well. And they've signed a $1 billion deal with Bill Gates and a consortium to put into the breading on chicken, all those TV dinners you get, you name it, bug protein. And they've got deals with the Food and Drug Administration to just give insects a code number on the back so that you don't know you're eating dangerous bug chitin protein that's absolutely linked to cancer, strokes, and so many problems. What the hell does that have to do with Israel? I can't do 4 hours on Israel. I would jump off a cliff. I'm trying to stop our food supply from getting taken over by a bunch of damn bugs. You will eat some bugs. Now, that's what I'm talking about. So let me mention the news I've got here. Don't worry, we've got plenty of the World War III in Russia and plenty of the World War III in the Middle East and World War III in the East China Sea and the South China Sea and all the rest of it. And then we've got totally open borders and just record-breaking levels and all over Europe, record levels. Spain's Canary Islands under siege. There's 5,000 migrants arrive every few days. We've got Hochul visits Israel wearing body armor she banned for New Yorkers. Unbelievable. Gavin Newsom's over there praising Xi Jinping and the Chi-Coms, saying we got to ban all our gas cars when China makes the components for 90% of the electric cars. Unbelievable. We've got all these different lawyers turning against Trump and doing their struggle sessions as part of it, saying Trump's guilty and Trump's evil in press conferences right out of the old Soviet Union. Or Maoist China. We got more hospitals saying that they're not going to tell you what drugs they put your kids on.
to destroy their gender. We've got a bunch of news dealing with how the feds are pulling the 501c3 or tax exemption from Christian universities that have been around since the 40s, or not letting them re-up them. Total discrimination, absolutely dangerous. Huge stack of news on that. We've got big developments in Ukraine and the military strikes on both sides. You've seen Yuval Noah Harari come out and say the future's not human. We're making aliens on these different bases, genetically engineered aliens, nanotech aliens, and we're going to merge with them, and the rest of you are all going to die. So I thought I'd get together a clip of me going back decades ago explaining that all. So I've known what they're up to the whole time. I'm the first to expose it. I just wanted to show you that we're talking about some big things here, the end of our species as we know it. And then where's all the fun for us all to kill each other anymore? Well, that's what the Carnegie Endowment believes in, ending our species. They believe we're bad, and they're going to build a new super species for themselves. I don't agree with the Carnegie Endowment. Also, we're going to get into a whole bunch of other news with the speaker's race, the economy, as you know, the head of Goldman Sachs has said it's in deep trouble. J.P. Morgan's head, Jamie Dimon, has said it's in massive, massive trouble. Could be worse than the Great Depression. I mean, we've got some serious, serious, serious news to cover here today. And I just want to remind listeners and callers, thank you for your support. I blew up at the end of the show yesterday, and I apologized to the caller, and I had a lot of frustration. I vented on the caller, but the caller didn't deserve. So I apologize to that caller. I ended up watching the clip this morning, and I had nothing to do with you. It's just my incredible frustration here with not having the funds to do the things I want to do with reporters or to even take care of our crew, or that our crew hasn't gotten a bonus in almost 2 years or raises or anything, because the Democratic Party has spent, now it's over, I said 19 plus million. Now I got the new numbers. It's almost $21 million this year. We're only 10 and a half months in, or almost 11 months in. That's where we go. And we've spent a couple million just keeping us on air, blocking them in court, dealing with the appeals, so they sell the lie that, oh, we're not paying them their money when we have the right to appeal. That goes on for years. And then a caller calls in and says, why didn't you send reporters with Owen? Why is Owen not getting paid while he's in prison for 2 months? Because we have a CRO appointed by the court that said because of bankruptcy rules, I guess his contract doesn't say if he's in jail, he gets paid. That's not me. I have control of the message. I don't have control of the finances. It's my job to get them in. And if we had more money in the budget, we could do things like that. But we barely have enough to operate because we're holding off all these millions they're spending a month. That's a couple million a month to try to shut us down. We have to spend hundreds of thousands a month to block that. And they try to make our lawyers quit. They try to get them disbarred. It's total war with the CIA. And so, yeah. You need to get products at InfoWarsStore.com. You need to get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, as a fundraiser. Plus, it's a great book. You need to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. You need to get Brain Force Plus, 60% off right now. You need to get DNA Force Plus. They're incredible. You need to get InfoWars Platinum. Does incredible things for your stamina, libido, energy. 7076, testosterone boost. It takes money to fight the New World Order. Look what they're doing to Trump. So I just blew up because the guy's calling in like I'm Superman. And that I can get everything done. Next month, I'm putting up for sale my motorboat. It's probably worth $30,000, and my car. Okay? Because that's what the court wants to see. Fine. See, I'm out of gas, ladies and gentlemen. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. It's up to you whether we are able to continue and operate. And we're not shutting down next month or 6 months or probably even a year, but the clock's ticking up closer to that unless we get flooded with support. So don't take the show for granted, and please share the articles, videos, and links. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book.
And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, we're about 40 minutes out from Nick Fuentes being in the studio. Look forward to that debate discussion. Please spread the word everywhere you can. People can tune in and hear a really thoughtful debate. I think that's what's going to happen. Now, let's get into what's going on in the Middle East and in Ukraine and how that affects everybody around the world and how that affects you if you're an American or you're Canadian or you're Mexican or you're Australian or you're German or you're South African or you're Ugandan. Overhead shot, please. Trump warns U.S. is more vulnerable from inside terror attacks than ever. Yeah, we're not talking about 9/11 stuff. We're not talking about false flags. We're talking about real Hamas, real Hezbollah inside the country, and their leaders saying that if Israel expands its war or goes in a ground war, they are going to start attacks here. And the government's going to love it because they'll get more power and control. They didn't get in trouble when they let 9/11 happen, bare minimum. Bare minimum let it happen, knew it was happening, stood down like Pearl Harbor. It was wrong to stand down at Pearl Harbor and get our sailors and Marines killed. Doesn't mean I support Admiral Yamamoto or the Emperor. But that's the facts. And you can debate whether Israel stood down. Looks like they did. But opening our borders, letting these people in, hundreds of thousands of military age men in these Islamic groups here, millions and millions and millions and millions and millions, like 15 million they estimate come in the last 10 years to Europe. 90% are military age men, or they were. Most of them are 20-something years old. And we've got video. Roll some of the B-roll of this is Europe, this is England. And it just shows people driving. I sent you the clip. And you just see hundreds of thousands of Islamists just lining the roads, just everywhere. And they're unified, folks. And they think they're here to conquer the West. They say that's their goal. And that we will submit to Islam. Yeah, that's just some of the protests at grocery stores. Here, let me go to the list. I'll find what it is. We got like 40 clips. It would take me a while to find it, but I've got this OCD where I've got to have it now. I sent you the video, and I said it was going to be the one we were going to play, the most important. I'll just have to read every headline on air, and then we'll find it. Number one clip is 3-year-old clip of Alex Jones losing his cool at the start of COVID, issuing a warning of what is to come. Number two clip, 2015, RFK endorses Hillary. This is the kind of stuff I want to get to. Jesse Waters, Biden paid $3 million for a beach house, claiming he had no money. Very important report. Hillary Clinton gets scorched earth after being interrupted. Clip 5, insect farm, largest facility to raise future food sources in a deal with Tyson Foods to force you to eat bugs. Look what she found in her child's ketchup, a bunch of pills in Heinz ketchup. You know, what do you think you're going to have happening with old John Kerry? That's who owns it. Nice. Fox News reporting important things. Dogs in Israel getting killed or hurt, not dead kids. Number 8, Israel doesn't intend for Palestinians to return to Gaza. They plan to send them to the United States. I'm totally against that. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, this is Europe. It's clip 9. All right, that's clip 9. And I've got dozens of these clips. And it just goes on and on and on. We have been colonized. We have been set up. And the Islamicists on any given day are raping, robbing, and looting. In many countries like Germany and Sweden, they're 10% of the population, but they're 90-plus percent of the rape and the robbery and the gun attacks and the hand grenade attacks. Even though guns and hand grenades are banned there, it's still happening. I'm sorry. It's what's going on. It's what's happening. Oh, why are you pro-Israel? What the hell does it have to do with Israel that I don't want all the Islamicists being brought here? And to make the squad not 8 people, but 100 in Congress. Israel wants to send him here. And I'm saying, no, no, no. But that's pro-Israel, according to everybody hates Israel crowd. Just total mental illness. Sorry, I'm digressing. I got to one article and went off on a whole rant there. Would you like to hear the other videos I sent today to play? So Trump warns U.S. is it more vulnerable from inside terror attacks than ever. That's totally true. Donald Trump promises to halt all refugee resettlement in response to war in the Middle East. Yes. Poll, 50% of voters, that's the idiots they talk to, it's hard to believe that's even that high, do not want refugees from Gaza in America. Only 48%, only 52% are smart, 48% are idiots. Here's the clip. In fact, let's just play this clip. Israel doesn't intend for Palestinians to return back to Gaza. Israel intends to steal Gaza, right of return for them and their, as Israel, but not for the Palestinians to Gaza. And that's written by Queens RMA, somebody that's anti-Israel. But I agree with the statement that Israel and the left here as well are saying bring the refugees here when Israel destroys Gaza. No, I'm not for that. I'm against that plan. Oh, hold on. I'm getting a call. That's what they always say. Oh, okay. Go against Israel trying to ship them here? Oh, yes, sir, Mr. Netanyahu. I'll do that right now. Let's see, it's a little trick. Oh, you got a call. You're pro-Israel because you don't want to send the people here. How is that even logical? What does that even deal with? What world is that? It's not. It's not reality. Here's the clip.
Let me be clear. There is no right of return. You all know this. the demand of returning millions of descendants of refugees. It is a demand to obliterate the Jewish people's right to self-determination. And this will never happen. So, distinguished council member, if the aim of these meetings is to remove the obstructions to solving this conflict, then here is one of the most fundamental obstructions, the perpetuation of Palestinian refugehood, both by the Palestinian Authority and, sadly, by this very organization, UNRWA.
AOC and the Democratic Party wanting to bring the Islamic refugees here, if they're so safe and they're so sweet and they're so nice and they're so good, then Israel should take them. But obviously Israel isn't going to take them. And when you don't take them, when America doesn't take them, which we will, of course, if Biden has his way, the globals have their way, anybody that criticizes not wanting to bring them here will be called a racist by the ADL. I tell you what, I say we can bring the refugees here if they all have to stay at the ADL's house. If all the ADL members sign a pledge to take 10 refugees into their house and put 1,000 at their New York and D.C. facilities, if they take in 10,000 of them and then they house them and they pay for them at their houses, then we'll have a little discussion with the ADL about taking them in. But no, we're not going to take them in. It just continues on from there. Biden administration explicitly approves of killing innocent civilians in Gaza. This is war. It is combat. It is bloody. It is ugly. And it's going to be messy. And innocent civilians are going to be hurt going forward. Well, when you have that argument, then you can say that that was war for Hamas. And so what if they killed civilians? This is called barbarism. And it's what we're all descending into. Now let's play Qatar's emir calls for an end to Israel's barbaric bombing of Gaza and the collective punishment of an entire people. We do not accept double standards and acting like the lives of Palestinian children don't count as if they don't have faces or names. And again, I've been playing these clips since this happened of what the Arab leaders are saying, because a lot of what they say makes sense. And that's why we're one side for Israel. But we're not. And we don't then play this to prove we're good and can be patted on the head to prove ourselves to the white supremacist everybody. No, I'm not with you either. Let's be clear. I don't hate Jews because they're Jews. I don't hate Muslims because they're Muslims. I don't want the Muslims brought here because they're all signing up with the left, 95% of them, and saying they're going to conquer me. And if Israel wants them, they can have them. And if Qatar wants them, they can have them too. Oh, but they've all said they're not going to take them either. Why is that? Because they're used as a political football. I'll come back and play this clip when we come back. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house.
I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
ولا تجاهل الأعداد المهولة ولا يجوز السكوت عن القصف الهمجي غير المسبوق الذي يتعرض له المدنيون في قطاع غزة.
All right, so via our policy of showing all the different angles, we play what the Russians are saying, the Iranians are saying, the Israelis are saying, the Palestinians are saying, the Qataris are saying, and so this is the Sheikh, the Emir of Qatar. And I'm going to read to you from the closed captioning for radio listeners so we get this on record what he's saying. And I understand that this reflects what they're pushing. Saudi Arabia is still trying to get the peace deal started. And that really is the answer. Let's continue. It is not permissible to remain silent about the unprecedented barbaric bombing to which the civilians in Gaza are exposed. It is one of the most overcrowded places in the world, and not ignore the numbers of innocent civilians, including women and children. We are against harming innocent civilians from any side, whatever their nationality is. But we do not accept double standards. And acting like the lives of Palestinian children don't count, as if they don't have faces or names, what is happening is extremely dangerous and tramples on all values and norms, on religious and worldly laws. We say enough is enough. Israel should not be granted an unconditional green light and unrestricted authorization to kill. It's unacceptable to ignore the reality of occupation and siege and settlements. And it should not be allowed in our time to cut off the water, medicine, and food as a weapon against an entire people. We want to ask those who are backing this war and those who are working on it, silencing any dissenting opinion, what is after the war? Will it bring security and stability to Israel and Palestine? And where would be the Palestinians go after that? So if you look at Saudi Arabia and Qatar and others, and I'm no big fan of the Saudis in the past, and I'm still not a fan today, but they made a deal with Trump, and they cut gas prices massively, and they didn't get in the way of the U.S. oil exploration to make us number one. And they said, hey, we want to have golf courses and hotels and happy people, and we want to move into the 21st century, and we want a space program, and we want to integrate and keep our culture but not take yours over. Now, you can say, well, don't trust them. Well, compared to Iran and some of these other groups, they are really trying to put their money where their mouth is. And so I think that's encouraging. And Israel did in the 70s found Hamas to destabilize the Palestinian Authority and to make sure it never got off its knees and stayed destabilized. And I'm not anti-Israel to say that. I'm just pro-truth. Like when our government does bad, evil things, like founding Al-Qaeda in the late 70s and funding them all the way along and supporting them when they're attacking in Syria, I said that was wrong. And our media tried to keep it from the public that our government, under Obama and the Arab Spring, was funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS all over the world. Trump got in and tried to put a stop to it, and the Pentagon got caught lying to him about what was really going on in missions, and then he put a stop to it and let the Russians come in and clean them out. And then he got called a Russian agent. It's wrong to overthrow one of the most ancient civilizations in the world, the Syrians, when they have been the most compatible and actually been an example of Islam, letting Christians and others live in peace. Egypt did that too. Egypt did probably the best job and was secular and was trying to build up its industry and farming and tourism and are good people. And Obama overthrew their government with the Arab Spring and the Muslim Brotherhood that backs Hamas. It's Hamas. The real name of the Hamas is Muslim Brotherhood, okay? And the real name of Hezbollah is Iran, which his name is Persian. I mean, I've had to study all the players and all the groups, and it's easy to just sit here and go, Muslims good, Israel bad, or Israel good, Muslims bad. There's all these factions. 60% of the Israelis want Netanyahu out, but he uses parliamentary control to stay in. And the group that wants him out is the Rothschilds and Yuval Noah Harari and the WEF. And I'm not saying Netanyahu's good. But, I mean, that's a real fight going on internally with the Jews. So the truth takes a lot of research. The truth takes a lot of deep focus and understanding. Like, I don't support Russia invading Ukraine. I said it was a trap. But I know the West bragged that they overthrew the government 9 years ago and started attacking Russian areas where it's 90% Russian or more and lured Putin into that because NATO was moving weapons in. And I don't say that because I'm a Russian agent, folks. I say it because it's the truth. And if Russia had troops on our borders and was doing all this, we would go to war with Russia. This is extremely dangerous. This is out of control. This needs to stop. And the left is allied in Europe and North America, Canada, the U.S., with the most virulent leftist, communist leftovers of the Cold War. Because Russia was funding Hamas, was funding Hezbollah during the 60s, 70s, 80s, and so they are literally Soviet-era trained. That's why all their old weapons are Soviet. Now, Russia is supposedly not taking a side here, but they're saying what's happening is wrong and needs to stop. And I've agreed with that. Russia changed its course to want to be an industrial, scientific, and farming power and wants to be free market. The globalists don't want to give Russia entry into the world market. Trump said, hey, I'll do business with you. Just like he said, I'll do business with Kim Jong-un. Stop spending your money on weapons, and we'll build resorts and hotels and, you know, beautiful facilities. And the globalists said, no, you're not. So that's why I supported Trump on his economic plan. Trump really did a good job as a peacemaker, because why should we all just kill each other? But the globalists want destabilization. They want war. And that's my 35,000-foot or million-foot view, really, is of the whole picture. And my goal is to get people to see it. Do I like the media demanding total fealty to Israel and the Israeli lobby running around calling any American that doesn't submit to whatever current groups in power there is a Nazi? No, obviously. Is it a sign that whatever seen as the establishment's hated, that Israel's losing the propaganda war everywhere? Absolutely. That shows the establishments everywhere. The people are sick of war. They're sick of the propaganda. They're sick of, you know, Fox News with a golden retriever saying, oh, look, it survived the Hamas attack to pull on heartstrings. We see through it. But that said, there's a larger issue here. And that's collapsing these countries and these regions to flood the West with groups the left controls that they can use to dominate and intimidate and bully us. And then you've got the counter-reaction to that with DeSantis and Governor Abbott passing laws and trying to pass laws in the case of Texas, where if you criticize Israel and say it doesn't deserve to exist, which is your right to say, you could be defunded, deplatformed, and even arrested. Not saying go kill Jews, but say I believe Israel should be removed, or even less than that, you are then getting kicked out of college. They're saying they're going to fire professors. I don't like those drooling communist socialist professors that love the Russia war, the Ukraine war, and love pedophilia and love censorship. But we don't become them because they're anti-Israel. We don't then join with that. So there's threats from every angle. All the major governments, from the EU to the US to Canada to Australia, New Zealand, they're all passing laws to end free speech. And I stand against that. And I stand against them forcibly putting GMO without telling us, and nanotech and bug protein that's super toxic in our food. I stand for humanity. I stand for prosperity. And I'm fighting as hard as I can, and that's why they want me shut down. Because once you get the big picture, the globalists no longer can play us off against each other, and their power is broken. Hour number two coming up, Nick Fuentes debate. I got a bunch of news I'm going to hit before he joins us. Please remember, and this is the absolute last day, because they successfully updated the shopping cart, new and improved, on those incredible sales, up to 60% off of things like Brain Force Plus, the over-the-top nootropic, DNA Force Plus. There's a whole bunch of discounts. They will. You watch. This is the last day. I've been sending it like 2 weeks because of a bunch of issues. But it ends today. InfoWarsStore.com. And my new book is now shipping. The Great Awakening, InfoWarsStore.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.